Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 25. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea from Galilee even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him, and Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas, a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city for murder." Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." A third time he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A writing from Paul Zeller Strodach. The deeper we enter the Lenten tide, the more intense becomes the struggle between sin and righteousness, whether it be granted to us to see it revealed in our Lord's suffering for us, or in the searchlight upon ourselves. The nearer we draw to the cross, the more distinct sin becomes in its awful guilt and consequences. Who is on the Lord's side? There is no neutrality, no middle ground in the allegiances to the service of Christ, and it must be repeated, there cannot be a divided nor an unpossessed heart. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of evil, of God and of the devil, are sharply contrasted. Each has its distinctive marks. Each has its powers. Each makes its appeal and each claims its followers. Slowly and deliberately, in order that every word may sink into the soul, our Lord says, "He that is not with me is against me." Think of the double and low standards of morality so prevalent in our modern age. The winking at wrong, the absorption in trivial things, the indifference in religion, and that self-satisfying conventional religion which so many have fashioned for themselves. And then think of Christ, who loved and gave, bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Turn your eyes toward the Lord, for he shall pluck your feet out of the net. According to this promise, the child of God pleads with his heavenly Father that he would look upon his every need and stretch forth the right hand of his majesty and be his defense against all enemies.